Today, I'm going to be speaking with Adam James, who is a content creator under the name Epistemic Crisis. Adam is a licensed physical therapist of 14 years working in home healthcare. And Adam, people might be saying, how is that experience relevant to anything that you talk about, David? You'll tell us, when we see the publicly visible symptoms and characteristics of Donald Trump, these are things you're very familiar with from the folks you work with.
That's right. It's something I see every day. When a neurologist or any other physician diagnoses a patient with these types of neurological conditions, many times we are then called in, and then we see that patient in their own home 2, 3, 4 times a week in some cases. So we become extremely familiar with it.
I have questions about so many of the things I observe with Donald Trump that go directly to your experience. I, as a layperson, see that he sometimes has this way of standing where he kind of hinges forward at the waist very noticeably. Or, for example, I see him walking and the trajectory of his right leg is sort of being dragged and then pulled around almost like from the hip, if you imagine it tracing a half circle in the air. I could go on, right, and give you other examples. As a professional, am I seeing things that aren't really relevant, or is there stuff here that is worthy of discussion?
It's all worthy of discussion. What you're seeing just with the gait, the swinging that leg in a semicircle at times, it's a combination of, he's probably had some measure of stroke-like event, whether it's a CVA or TIA, most likely last September when he disappeared for several days. The swinging of the leg is a adaptation to right-sided weakness from some sort of stroke event, I believe. But a wider based gait is also a symptom of dementia, specifically frontotemporal dementia, which I think is what he's dealing with most. So the wider someone's gait gets, the slower their gait speed is. Those are all adaptations for an increased risk of falling, because subconsciously he knows my balance is decreasing and I need to protect myself.
As a licensed physical therapist, are these things that can be worked on such that they improve? Of course, the first step is you've got to acknowledge that there's a problem. And the second step is you've got to say, I want to work on it. But putting that aside for a moment, are these things that are simply progressive, or can they be worked on?
So to a certain degree, they can be worked on. With a patient that's in the shape that he's in, honestly, more of my work would be focused on safety adaptations, like in his living space, the use of an assistive device for walking to prevent a fall. So yes, they can be worked on. They can be improved upon. There's a certain measure of improvement you can see from something like a stroke-like event. Mm-hmm. But then there's also a case of a chronic progressive disease that has no cure, such as dementia. You're literally dealing with losing neurons are dying and you are losing brain tissue. And that's most likely reflected on the multiple MRIs that he has had, because I believe they're tracking the progression of dementia.
So let's talk about the MRI. It turns out he didn't really have the MRI that he told us he did. Now, let me kind of set the stage here. A few months ago, Donald Trump said, yes, I got an MRI. He was asked why. He didn't know. He was asked of what part of the body. He didn't know. The White House then issued multiple statements about Trump's MRI. Yeah. And then after 2 months, it turned out that it was a CAT scan. So there are questions about that and how Trump would be so confused about what he got. But do we know that he even has received MRIs? Because now I'm thinking everybody has just been talking about this CAT scan the whole time.
Right. So I take into account also his mentioning of his cognitive assessments.
Okay.
Because of what we really believe that the cognitive assessments he's had, most likely the MoCA, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment.
Yes.
They are tracking the progression of dementia with this man. He wants to pretend like it was a aptitude test. That is no way, shape, or form what that test is for.
Right. He talks about it almost like an IQ test.
Yes. He wants us to believe they're just wanting to show the world how smart he is.
Right.
So that test is usually combined with neurological workup, which would include MRIs. I believe he's had everything. I think he's had everything. All of their messaging is always going to be a lie because they don't want anybody to publicly know how ill he really is. So I go with the clinical symptoms he actually displays, and also the things that they get the most upset about, such as him falling asleep in cabinet meetings. Those are the indicators of what's really going on with him, for me at least, because they're never actually going to tell us what's going on with him.
A couple other things I want to ask about. There was a video of Trump walking down a red carpet. The red carpet was perfectly straight. It didn't curve. It didn't bend. And this was when Donald Trump was meeting Vladimir Putin. And you see, especially if you speed the video up, that Trump is meandering from side to side. And so even though the carpet is straight, Trump is tracing what we might call almost like a sine wave if you looked at it from a drone looking down.
Yes.
Is that sometimes just the way people meander down a sidewalk, or is there something relevant there to your work?
I think it's relevant because dementia decreases the brain's ability to process visual information. That leads to the glassy-eyed, you know, blank stare, because they're actually not encountering visual stimulus the same way that someone without dementia does. It's combined with the right-sided weakness, the legs swinging in that semicircular fashion. Typically, when you advance a limb through what we call the swing phase in gait, you get hip flexion, you get knee flexion, you get dorsiflexion at the ankle to prevent the toes from clipping the ground as the leg swings through.
Let me explain that. In other words, if your foot was just hanging loose as you swing forward, the toes would start dragging against the ground and you might trip or whatever. So there's a natural motion where you flex the foot so that the toes point more up than down.
That's correct. And so the adaptation of the semicircular swing to the side is an evidence of weakness. That's not the normal way that a swing phase occurs in human gait.
When it comes to the speech patterns of Donald Trump, and if any of this stuff is simply outside your area of comfort or expertise, you tell us.
Sure.
We observe everything from repetition of an increasingly narrow set of words. In other words, a diminished vocabulary.
Yeah.
We see confusion between, for example, Greenland and Iceland recently, and sometimes multiple times, or other confusions. We see sometimes kind of trailing off and then abruptly almost like coming to and then talking about something different. Is that an unrelated series of characteristics, or is there something that ties that together?
No, that's all tied together. The frontal lobe is basically what alerts us to we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, or we're saying something we shouldn't be saying. His frontal lobe is shrinking inside of his skull, and the MRIs will reflect that. That's why they pivoted to the CT scan. They don't want you to know that they're watching his brain shrink. So the frontal lobe is stopping him from ordering his thoughts. I just made a video myself about how he mentioned the discombobulator that they used in Venezuela.
Right.
And he goes, the discombobulator, I'm not allowed to talk about it. <I'm> like, my brother in Christ, you should not be mentioning anything about American military effort. That's classified. He knows he's not supposed to talk about it, but his brain is not stopping him from talking about it.
You've made a very controversial prediction. You believe Trump has 2 to 4 years of life left. Now, I don't want this to be, I was at the grocery store the other day buying 6 months worth of milk because we were getting snow. And that's the normal thing to do. You stock up on milk and bread for 6 months. And I was looking at these, the tabloid magazines in the checkout line. And it's sort of this stuff like, Hillary Parkinson's 1 week left before she's in a wheelchair sort of stuff. And when you hear Trump has 2 to 4 months left to live, from an actuarial standpoint, Trump is probably a super ager and may have 6 to 8 years of life left statistically. What makes you say it's 2 to 4 months?
So if it's frontotemporal dementia he's dealing with, the life expectancy after diagnosis is roughly 7 to 12 years. He's been displaying these symptoms since before he was elected in 16.
Really?
So their ability to hide his actual condition is effective to a degree. The main danger they have, I'm talking about Trump's team, like the cabinet, the people closest to him. The main danger they have is he can't shut his mouth. Hmm. They would never have had to comment on what happened at Walter Reed if he could simply never talk about having an MRI.
Right.
So he's much more ill than they will ever admit, and that they will do their best to conceal. They'll seat him behind a desk so you can't see the swelling in his feet and ankles, et cetera. So for me, I'm looking at the time frame, the actual, you know, normal life expectancy for these things. A comparative example would be Bruce Willis, who now is in a care facility. He's been moved from a home where he lived by himself and received 24/7 care to now actually being moved to a facility. His symptoms of frontotemporal dementia started with aphasia, where he could no longer perform on camera. He could not execute lines anymore. That was 2022-23. And now he is where he is. I'm just going by what the typical life expectancy is and the symptoms he displays. And they're, you know, he is a McDonald's fiend. Like, there's nothing about this man that would be considered a compliant patient. And non-compliance from patients, if you ask any healthcare worker, is one of the banes of our existence. People who are doing things that are medically inadvisable just literally don't want to change. He's 80 years old at this point. I mean, again, there are multiple other health conditions that they will never comment on. They say the swelling in his feet and ankles is from chronic venous insufficiency. I believe it's from congestive heart failure and or chronic kidney disease, or maybe a combination of the two. So he's got multiple chronic conditions that you have to stay on top of if you don't want them to kill you, to put you in a cardiac event or a stroke-like event or that kind of thing. So I'm taking the whole picture into account, and that's where I'm landing.
I guess the counterpoint is most people don't have access to the sort of healthcare that the president of the United States does. And there may be a lot that is done with someone in that position.
Correct. So we see what appears to be a bruising from an IV injection site on his hands, which they also lie about that and say that it's from shaking hands or, I clipped a table. No,
I clipped a table.
Yeah, that's an IV injection site. My guess is he's most likely getting IV diuretic medication to pull excess fluid off of his body so that he doesn't end up in a congestive heart failure exacerbation and require hospitalization. And there's a certain measure of stuff that they can do inside the White House or on Air Force One that the general population would never have access to, which makes the visits to Walter Reed that much more conspicuous. Like, why would you go to Walter Reed and do X, Y, and Z if you've got all this capability at the White House itself?
Are you putting your money where your mouth is on this, in the sense that on Kalshi right now, you can bet on, I mean, listen, only it actually went up while we've been talking incredibly. At the start of this conversation, only 16% believe that Trump would not make it to December 31st of this year. Now it's 18%, but it's quite literally rising as we talk. But the point is, there would be great odds and money to make on this if you think his life expectancy is 2 to 4 months.
Sure. I'm not going to be participating in that just because it feels morbid.
Okay.
But I understand the principle. Like, I mean, again, people kind of question, like, do you really think that? I'm like, listen, I feel like I'm watching a TV show that stars one of my patients. That's what this feels like.
We have been speaking with Adam James, who is a licensed physical therapist, creates content under the name Epistemic Crisis. Adam, appreciate your time and insights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.